The resignation of Wicomico County Library Executive Ashley Teagle has highlighted issues not only with the library, but the essential function of county government. Greg Bassett is editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent. We begin with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, the library's sort of been in a difficult situation because it's been closed for the pandemic, and that's been a really awkward situation over there. Councilman Holloway kind of went after him a little bit, and sort of implied, where there have been no furloughs over there or cuts. And he basically wondered aloud, like, well, what's everyone doing with the library closed? Couldn't you, furlough some people and save some money? Wouldn't that help? And rather than answer that question or address it, it just seemed like it was resentment. Like, well, you don't understand how we do things. We would never do that to our employees. It ended up being sort of a negative thing.
I also saw where Teagle expressed concern about trying to serve marginalized communities.
The library is a much more dynamic cultural thing. It's a place for meetings. It's a lot of exchanges. The book readings over there for the youngsters are great, positive programs. They do a job thing over there where if you can't get a job, you're looking for a job, you don't have the computer space, you'll work with a counselor to help you get a job. There's just much more that goes on in a library than just reading books, the video programs, all that stuff. So things have really changed, but people have sort of this classic belief of what a library system is. But as libraries have evolved and changed, they've had to do things differently to appeal to even more people.
I also understand that there's sort of been a dust-up over the Pittsville library situation.
Salisbury has the Salisbury Main Building Library on South Division Street. A nice but kind of dated facility. It needs some fixing up. You know, they have some roofing problems and things like that. They have an annex out in Pittsville, which is basically in a trailer on the grounds of the Pittsville school there. And the former library director really wanted to build a new library in Pittsville. It's a popular facility. It gets used a lot. It's a community focus. She had a $4 million capital plan to go out there. Mr. Culver, who was the county executive at the time, was like, there's just no way we're going to spend $4 million for a library in Pittsville. So to get out of the trailer, he proposed putting the library in some available space there in Pittsville, which had been used as an auto body shop. He didn't really engage the library. He just thought he would find a space for them, and they would be thrilled to have something better than a trailer. But there was resentment that he was not following through with their capital spending plan, trying to find another sort of inferior space for the library. So there was some resentment for that.
Does this speak to some of the dysfunction we're seeing in the county government?
I think if we had leadership who said, no, wait, the library is important, and this is what we've got to fund. One of the big problems with the funding, if you do the per capita expense, Ms. Teagle in her presentation said that we fund the library to about $27 per person in Wicomico County. But if you look at just the basic county funding, what the county offers up, the $1.5 million, that's only $15 or $16 per person, which is actually either the lowest or the second lowest per capita funding of the library system in Maryland. Now, we don't have a lot of branches of the library, so our infrastructure is small. We have a great bookmobile, which gets to places and sort of acts like a moving branch. But yes, there's not really a big advocate for the library that I see in the county government, so that when the library comes in, it's like, wait a minute, we need to listen here. They just treat the library, they only address the library, it seems like, in public when there's a problem or some sort of a budget crisis or something like that.
Greg Bassett is editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.